It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Kind of a group question. We had a coworker tell me.
An African-American coworker.
Yeah. In confidence here. Kind of like a little thing. I don't even remember exactly how she brought it up. I think she was asking about my wife. And I was asking her, like, well, how's your stuff going? Because I don't know who she's dating or what she's doing. And she's like, well, it's impossible. She's a successful black woman, she said. And she cannot find, you know, any like successful black guy that she likes or has an interest in pursuing. They got a girlfriend, they're married, or she said, quote, they're dating some big fat white woman with boxed bleached hair.
Like, which is kind of hilarious, box bleach part anyway.
And I didn't ask her at the time because I was kind of shocked. I was like, okay, that's stereotypical or some crap like I've ever heard. I thought it was almost offensive. And I didn't ask her, but what do you think what kind of woman that would be? Like, does that mean like when Anna Nicole Smith was bigger when she was alive?
Yes.
Or is that
that's
like,
exactly who she's envisioning.
Because she's a beautiful woman. I could see that. Or is that like Mama June when she was bigger? I mean, where do you think the line draws even what she's talking
she's
about?
She's saying that she finds it hard to date as a black woman because she, in her words, quote, all black guys like white BBWs. That's what they like.
All right. Well, I would like to hear from you. 317-239-1009 because I have zero knowledge on this whole situation. Brooklyn, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Are you a black woman?
Yes, I am.
What do you know anything about this? Do you have any thoughts?
Yes, I do see it a lot, but I think that I necessarily see black men gravitating towards white women in general. Not necessarily bigger white women with blonde hair, but white women in general.
Why is that, you think?
Huh?
Why do you think that is?
Honestly, I know from, like, I have, like, black, you know, I'm black. I have black guy friends and everything, but they're ignorant reasoning to me is because, and it's not, I don't think that it's true of white women, but they usually say that white women are more submissive. They will listen to them more, they won't give them lips, things of that nature. But in my experience, I just think that black women don't take anything from anyone. And if you can't handle that, then that's what makes them go to white women. And I don't think that's true of white women. I have white friends, and none of them are submissive. So
can I just say, none of your black guy friends have ever tried dating me then?
I wonder if
I definitely know, Alex. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you, girl.
Hey, we appreciate it, Brooklyn. Let's go to Bridget on the Joe and Alex show. Are you informed in the situation? Because we don't know anything. We're learning as we go.
Well, I don't know about informed necessarily, but I've been to the club and have been noticed in my years that I've been a little more popular with the darker gentlemen than the white guys.
Okay, so describe yourself to us. Why, of why you think you're more popular with black guys?
I don't know. I'm blonde and I'm white. I'm not necessarily super curvy, I wouldn't say, but
you got a donk?
I've noticed, you know, there might be a little bit of a donk there.
She got a donk.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I honestly think the appeal just doesn't really come from me necessarily, but more so that, like, I'm different. I think people are attracted to people that are different from them, and obviously I would be the complete opposite. So,
Let me ask you this. When you're on the dance floor or you're anywhere else, like when you start backing up, does it sound like this?
I've never heard that, but who knows? It could be so far back that I just can't hear it.
That's right.
That booty. Hey, thank you for calling in. 317-239-1009. Sue-Ann, you're actually dating a black guy?
I am. I've been with the same man for 17 years, and I am about the skinniest white girl you will find in your life.
So this isn't true?
Not that I know of. I have plenty of black guy friends with white girlfriends, skinny white girlfriends.
Somebody just asking, I guess, and one detail, you guys can confirm this unless I'm wrong, but they're saying, like, okay, if she's saying big, fat white women or, like, big white women, is she, like, skinny or fat, like our coworker? Yeah, she is skinny. So I don't know if it's like she has a thing against bigger women herself, but our coworkers, well, at least in shape, she's not fat. So I don't know. But all right, Sue-Ann, that's interesting.
Well, then I kind of think it's what really is piquing my interest is what the first caller said about how, well, maybe it's not necessarily a weight thing, it's just a race thing, where she says that her black guy friends say they want to date white women because they're, quote, not as lippy as a black woman.
Or like what, more submissive, I can't even talk.
Which, see, I feel like as a white person, if I were to say white girls are not as lippy as black girls, that would be seen as very racist to say that. But like, this is what this woman that called and said, she said her black guy friends say.
As you brought up about yourself, let me tell you, my wife, I can't get her to ever, please, she overpowers me. I'm weak. Emmanuel, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Are you a black guy?
I am a black guy.
Yes.
What do you prefer to date? What kind of women?
I prefer to date the complete opposite, to be honest. Like, shorter, athletic, like, thin, black and white girls. I mean, I love all girls, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, complete opposite.
Do any of your...
Not black.
Do your friends or family or buddies that are black, do they kind of fit that mold? Because she's... I think it's me personally, and I think maybe all of us agree, I think this is more her own hang-up. I don't think it's necessarily a truth. Do you think she's right about that or no?
No, I don't think she's right about that. I mean, to be honest, my friends, they prefer black girls too.
Yeah.
So anyway, and they're black. So honestly, I think that it's just maybe her. She's just, I don't know, maybe has bad luck or something, or just is upset about the dating world. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah.
I personally don't think that black men only date bigger white women. I don't think that's true at all.
Okay.
For sure. Hey, thank you for calling in, Emmanuel. 317-239-1009. We want to take more of your calls here. We have a coworker today for Joe Wants to Know. She's a black female, and she says, well, she is successful. She does well at her job. And she says every time she tries to find a guy, like a fellow black guy that's successful and does well, he's either got a girlfriend, you know, she's not going to be a homewrecker, or engaged or married, and they're all taken. And who do they have on their arm, like their arm candy? She says some big, fat, white woman with, like, box-bleached hair.
Which is so ruthless.
It's like, really? My stereotype alarm went off in my head. I'm like, I can't believe you just said that. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram.